We subsequently extended our range on our bicycles because, with the onset of the probability of D-Day coming along, there was much local activity around Southampton and in the New Forest generally. And we used to come down to places like Stony Cross, Holmesley Airfield, Christchurch Airfield, which had a wonderful array of, oh, and Ibbsley as well, had a wonderful array of all sorts of American bombers and American fighter aircrafts. There were Flying Fortresses, there were Bostons, Liberators, Mustangs, Thunderbolts, which to me, as an aircraft enthusiast in those days anyway, this was just wonderful to see. And this is why we regularly came to see them. There wasn't only the aircraft, there were lots of tanks and Brendon carriers, which also were in the forest. I remember particularly the road that used to run alongside Wilverley Enclosure. There is no road now apart from just a path. They've actually closed it. But on that particular road, there were many, many tanks under the trees along there and Bren gun carriers. In fact, a lot of them were Canadian tanks as well. And there was the cookhouse and whatever, because every now and again you'd see a wisp of smoke coming up. And obviously they were cooking for whatever facility they had.